Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Power Metal: The Race for the Resources That Will Shape the Future is a work of narrative nonfiction by journalist Vince Beiser that examines the hidden material base of modern, clean energy and digital technology. Rather than treating electrification and connectivity as purely technological progress, the book asks what it takes to manufacture electric cars, smartphones, wind turbines, batteries, and other devices at scale. Beiser follows the extraction, processing, and recycling of critical metals such as lithium, copper, cobalt, and niobium across multiple regions of the world. The result is a broad investigation into supply chains, environmental damage, labor exploitation, geopolitics, and the moral trade-offs built into the transition away from fossil fuels. The book's purpose is not to reject green technology, but to show that replacing one energy system with another creates its own pressures, costs, and conflicts that must be understood if the transition is to be responsible and sustainable. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the clean energy transition depends on a far larger mineral appetite than most readers expect. A central idea in Power Metal is that electrification is not materially light. It is mineral intensive. Beiser shows that the technologies celebrated as solutions to climate change, including electric vehicles, batteries, renewable power systems, and digital devices, require large quantities of metals that must be mined, refined, and transported before they can function. This matters because the scale of demand changes the conversation about sustainability. It is not enough to compare tailpipe emissions or electricity generation alone if the upstream industrial footprint is expanding sharply. The book frames critical minerals as the physical constraint on a supposedly clean future, making clear that the transition from fossil fuels to electricity is also a transition into a new extraction regime. That perspective helps explain why resource scarcity, industrial concentration, and market competition are not side issues but core features of the energy transition. Secondly, mining and refining create environmental harm that is often displaced, not eliminated. Beiser repeatedly emphasizes that the environmental costs of green technologies are usually pushed away from the consumer rather than removed from the system. The book connects mineral extraction to deforestation, polluted rivers, scarred landscapes, and heavy energy use in refining and processing. This displacement is one of the book's most important analytical moves. It shows that environmental improvement in one part of the economy can depend on damage being concentrated elsewhere, often in places with weaker regulation or less political leverage. By tracking where materials come from, the book reveals the hidden geography of environmental burden. That approach challenges simple narratives in which renewable technologies are automatically clean, and instead presents them as products of global industrial chains with measurable ecological costs. The implication is that genuine decarbonization must include extraction standards, cleaner processing, and better accountability across the entire supply chain, not just greener end products. Thirdly, the resource race is also a geopolitical struggle over power, control, and dependency. Another major theme is that critical minerals have become strategic assets, turning the energy transition into a competition among governments, corporations, and investors. Power Metal shows that whoever controls access to lithium, copper, cobalt, and related materials can influence prices, industrial development, and national security. This creates new dependencies because countries pursuing electrification may rely on mines, refineries, and transport routes in politically fragile or authoritarian settings. The book therefore treats resource extraction as a geopolitical issue, not merely a commercial one. It highlights how investment decisions, trade policy, and industrial strategy shape who benefits from the clean energy boom and who bears the risk. Beiser's reporting suggests that the future of energy will be determined as much by control of supply chains as by innovation in design or engineering. That makes mineral policy a central part of climate policy. Fourthly, the human cost of electrification is carried by miners, waste pickers, and vulnerable communities. Power Metal gives substantial attention to the human labor behind modern technology, especially in places where people work under dangerous or exploitative conditions. The book links mining and recycling to child labor, hazardous scrapyard work, informal scavenging, and livelihoods built around unstable and physically risky resource economies. This human dimension is crucial because it prevents readers from seeing metals as abstract inputs. Every battery or device depends on people who dig, sort, carry, process, and recover materials, often with little protection or bargaining power. Beiser's reporting makes clear that the burden of technological consumption is frequently shifted onto workers and communities, far from the final market. The book also complicates the idea that recycling alone can solve the problem, since scrap recovery can itself be exploitative and unsafe. Its deeper argument is that ethical energy systems must account for labor conditions, public health, and local rights throughout the full life cycle of materials. Lastly, The book argues for reducing demand, improving repair, and redesigning systems, not just expanding extraction. While Power Metal is critical of the hidden costs of the clean energy transition, it is not simply a denunciation. Beiser points toward practical responses that include repairability, more efficient use of materials, improved recycling, and broader questioning of consumption patterns, especially around the automobile and disposable electronics. This is important because it shifts the debate away from whether society should mine more or mine less in the abstract. Instead, the book asks how demand can be reduced through design choices, policy changes, and behavioral shifts. The emphasis on right to repair and material efficiency suggests that the answer is not unlimited substitution of one resource stream for another, but a redesign of systems to require fewer virgin inputs. That gives the book a constructive edge. It identifies the problem in global supply chains, but it also points toward realistic reforms that could lessen pressure on the planet and on workers. In conclusion, Power Metal is best suited for readers who want a serious, globally informed account of the material consequences of the energy transition. It will be especially valuable for people interested in climate policy, environmental journalism, industrial economics, geopolitics, and supply chain ethics. The book offers a practical benefit by teaching readers to think beyond final products and examine the full life cycle of the metals embedded in modern technology. Intellectually, it challenges the comforting assumption that clean energy is automatically clean, replacing that assumption with a more complete and more demanding picture of sustainability. What makes the book stand out in its category is the combination of field reporting, systems thinking, and moral clarity. Instead of offering a simple pro or anti-technology argument, Beiser maps the trade-offs that make the transition difficult and politically contested. Readers looking for a grounded, evidence-driven explanation of the hidden infrastructure behind electrification will find it more revealing than books that focus only on innovation, emissions, or consumer choice. It is a book about limits, but also about how better design and policy can make those limits more manageable. If you would like to support Vince Beiser, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.